I'm here with Bernard Fibichère, the director of the Fine Arts Museum Lausanne. Today, a new exhibition starts. It's called On Painting, Alex Katz and Félix Vallotton. What we discovered today, Bernard, is that it's a mind-boggling exhibition. We discovered two painters who never knew each other, who didn't even live at the same time, and yet you're presenting us as if they were almost brothers.
Yes, this is also a big surprise for us. Of course, we knew it, and we tried to imagine this show starting maybe 5-6 years ago with just one or two paintings by Katz that vaguely reminded me of Vallotton. And then I started to make a more thorough research about this and discovered that these two painters have so much in common without knowing each other. And the exhibition is also a surprise for me because we started to work on illustrations, on catalog illustrations, and even now we have huge paintings by Alex Katz in our show and rather small dimensional paintings by Vallotton, and it functions.
Now tell us about how you met Katz and what his response was when you made the proposal to him.
Yes, his first reaction was a surprise because he barely knew the work of Vallotton. He knew his prints, black and white prints, and this influenced him for some time, but he didn't really know the painter Vallotton. And so he was very skeptical at the beginning and said, well, this is a strange idea. And finally, he was convinced that it could work, and also to be put into an art historical context was something completely new. This never happened before in any of his exhibitions, and he had many because he is 85 years old and he has a 60 years career.
Now, Vallotton and Katz came from very different worlds. So how do you explain the fact that we see so many similar elements in their painting?
Yes, indeed. It's really strange because one is moreover European, with a European 19th century background, and the other one is American, who tries to be always a very contemporary painter. It's very hard to define, but I think both have a similar attitude towards life, which is an attitude of detachment. There is a kind of neutrality in the way they render the world, cityscapes, landscapes, portraits, persons, both. And at the same time, they are real painters. They are interested in what you can do on a flat surface with colors and lines. And both go back to these basics of painting and try to define what painting is. And this, for this reason, they come to similar results, coming from completely different backgrounds and histories and cultural contexts.
Is it fair to say that this is a very unusual exhibition in that it really could appeal to very different audiences?
Absolutely. It's not an art historical discourse. The title, by the way, is Alex Katz and Félix Vallotton. So Félix Vallotton is not a precursor and doesn't come first. They are both on the same level in our show. Katz with more than 40 paintings and Vallotton with 34 paintings, many of which come from our collection. And it's just a pleasure for the eye to see these fantastic colors, these large or small dimensional paintings, and to start to work, to compare, to make a conscious act of perception. And this is what the museum is made for.
Now, I've just been given a little coloring booklet for children. What are they supposed to do with it?
To answer questions, to imitate positions of the nudes, for example, without with their clothes on, of course, and also to imagine dialogues between two persons in a Katz painting. So it's also fun for the kids.
Now, this is really a Katz year. We have three exhibitions of this painter in Europe this year. What explains this fascination, this sudden fascination for a man who's 85 years old?
Yes, indeed, it's a Katz year, as it is a Valentin year. He will have his biggest retrospective so far in Paris this fall. But Katz is also being rediscovered, especially by European institutions. The reason is not simple. I think there are many explanations. First of all, Alex Katz is, as I told you, 85 years old, so his work must be shown. Many museums are interested in working with a living artist, and he is one of the masters of figurative painting in the second half of the 20th and beginning of the 21st century in America. And his work influenced many, many other artists as different as David Sully or Liam Gillick. So it's high time to show him. At the same time, everybody has the impression that nothing really new happens in the field of paintings these days. So I think it's Alex Katz works like a joker. You can bring him forth and it functions fantastically.
He's a very reassuring painter.
Yes and no. As Valentin, behind the surface of this very clean and neat and beautiful world, there is something lingering that you can't really grasp. Also in his landscape paintings, sometimes you almost get afraid because you're standing in front of a very dark forest or a black brook, and something comes back which is not really reassuring.
Now, we've discovered the juxtaposition of these paintings today. What I find very interesting is that we learn to look at both painters differently. How can you explain this?
Yes, this is something we could not imagine, of course, before hanging the show and installing everything. But this is absolutely true. I think that people who know Valentin very well and who come to see our show, they will go back home with a different image of Valentin. And the same holds true for Katz. I think this juxtaposition gives another perception of each other's and the other's work also. But it's hard to define. I think what the common denominator is, or what really happens during this dialogue, I think it functions differently for people who have a deep knowledge of Valentin or Katz or American painting of the 20th century, and just the public, who wider audience, who just comes to see beautiful paintings.
It's unusual because it is a very entertaining exhibition. One doesn't usually go into a museum to see something that's entertaining.
Yes, indeed, because the colors are bright, are fantastic, the compositions are weird. You have like close-ups on the nature, on the sea, just a few waves. It's an amazing show. It's a beautiful show. And at the same time, you can learn something, how to use your eyes. And this is one of the main tasks of a museum. It's not only fun, but it's also about the education of our eyes, of our mind, of the vision, of to go deeper than just looking at TV or zapping. You really have to concentrate and to use your eyes and your whole body, because you have to go back and forth, because you have big formats, you have small paintings. So it's a very physical involvement.
As a curator, you needed a lot of imagination to pull all this together.
Well, we have the Catalogue Raisonné of Valentin's work, which is, of course, our primary source. And then we had to find similar works by Katz, which was not really easy because there are so many paintings, but not all of them are published. And so we were very glad that Alex Katz was ready to open his studio and to show us paintings from his collection, and that he also imagined to enter into our show.
And this exhibition lasts until when?
Until the 9th of June, and the best moment is to come around noon, because we have a splendid daylight, and these paintings really need this fantastic light.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you.